Hey, happy day. My wife, she thinks I'm crazy, but I'm not the one that married me. Get that? Just sharing with you in Germany. Recently, there's a terrible thing happened. A bad guy came up and he murdered 9 people with a gun. Boomity boom, and he killed 9 people. Boy, oh boy. But now the pushback is actually amazing. They're saying that this right-wing person, he didn't like people that weren't born and raised in his country, and immigration is a bad thing, I guess, for him. And so he went out and he killed all these people, and now it's all about being right wing. Even the chancellor said that he's a right wing extremist and he's a racist, right? I don't like that. I mean, I'm right wing. I'm not a racist. I don't want to go to murder anybody. I mean, why do they put us into that label, right wing? I've seen it before. It's not nice. Right is right, opposite of wrong. It's called right wing. That came from, I actually think, from France. Maybe it was even Germany, when the people with a mind sat on the right side of parliament and the people with no mind sat on the left side, okay? That's kind of why we are where we are today. Trudeau, the prime mistake in Canada, all this blockade business has been going on with Indians. He has said this is an unacceptable situation. Okay, unacceptable for who? For the Indians? For a few of them? For 35 million Canadians that can't get their products delivered? And who's it unacceptable to? To the police? To the rule of law? I mean, all talk, no action, right? All hat, no cattle. I mean, empty suit. There's so many expressions that kind of describe his leadership. I mean, there is no leadership. It's a bad thing what's going on in the country. I mean, in Canada, it's just an absolute mess. You have Indians that say, get rid of the police, get them off this land, and then maybe we'll talk to you. And they say, okay, we'll do that. I mean, this comes from people in charge running a country. Really? Are you kidding me? I mean, if there's a law in place, you better exercise, you better do it. You better do what you're supposed to do. And it kind of goes on every day. There's more of the same. And if an Indian puts a blockade up and you can't drive onto their land or across their land, it's okay. I mean, they sit there for a long, long time. I say, well, then let's do that too. Let's do blockades and say Indians can't drive into our cities. They can't go into our malls. I mean, where does this stop and where does it start? Somebody's got to fix this mess, and it is a mess. I mean, firstly, there shouldn't be any more of these special interest groups. We should all be the same. Doesn't matter what color you are. Doesn't matter about your culture. You have to be a Canadian. Somebody needs to fix this. You have an Indian Act. I wish I was Prime Minister just for a couple of days. I'd call the Minister of Indian Affairs into my office and say, here's a blank check. Go do this. A week from today, we're all going to be Canadians, okay? No more of this special interest stuff. I mean, I don't care if you're homosexual, if you're a bale of hay, if you're purple, or if you're black. If you live in my country, we have to be treated the same. Fix it. They don't know how to fix it. There's no leadership. You need leadership. And in the meantime, people can't drive down roads, trains can't work, and you have a short tail wagging a big dog, and it's not good. You know, when I was a kid, I wanted to talk politics. I thought, won't that be neat? I could grow up someday and I can talk about politics. This crap isn't what I expected. You all come back tomorrow. See ya.